Good evening, everyone. How was your day? Most especially, how have you been? That's very key. Yeah, your well-being is important. You know, it's when you are strengthened and you are, you know, you are full of strength, full of energy, and in good shape, that you will be able to function properly, you know. But when all that is there, it will be difficult. But I want to believe that you are doing very well. All right, thank you for joining in. For those that tried joining in tonight for the meeting, I sent the flyer. You know, I want to say thank you to you. I wouldn't mind knowing if you were able to join in anyway. So maybe as you connect tonight, you could also just, you know, indicate if you were able to join in for the meeting tonight. It was a beautiful one, you know, and I really would appreciate if you could download the message, you know, and try to listen to it, you know, again, right? The new creation is an important special to God, and that's the reason why he even created him in the first place. All right, the Bible talks about the new creation as being a new special, someone or an image that never existed before. You know, the way God sees us is different from how we all see ourselves. You know, God sees our spirits. God sees our perfection in Christ Jesus. God sees our progress. God sees us clean, you know. But you and I, you know, might have, well, maybe we had one dealing or the other, you know, we still remember the past of each other, and then we still believe that maybe someone hasn't totally changed because maybe they were hurt by them and things like that. So we see ourselves with those defects. We see ourselves with those imperfection and all of those things. But that's not what God sees. God doesn't even remember. Once the person says, "Lord, forgive me," God has forgiven. Yeah. God forgives. In the moment you are able to say, "God, forgive me for the things I have done, and I am a new being right now," you are totally forgiven. Why the person that you offended is still holding a grudge against you, that you did this to me, God says, "I can no longer remember." Are you saying that sometimes one can even be in the past and not know? Yeah, God has moved on. You are still holding on to someone's future, someone's behavior towards you and things like that. One needs to be careful then. All right, so there's a lot to learn where the new creation is concerned. I mean, in church today, I said the new creation cannot be bound by any kind of, habit. The new creation cannot be bound. It just needs to wake up to the fact that, oh, this is who I am now. And it wakes up to that fact. So because this is who he or she is right now, he must ensure that he keeps, you know, staying, you know, enriched, keeps staying strengthened in that, you know, in that place where he's supposed to be. All right, the new creation can be bound. I mean, Bible says in Romans chapter 6 verse 14, you know, talking about sin, it says sin cannot have dominion over you. Sin cannot. It cannot. Not it's me. Scripture says sin cannot have dominion over you. Whatever that sin is, it cannot have dominion over the new creation. It can't. So the new creation fights from the place of victory. Meaning the new creation has got to be conscious of who he is in Christ Jesus. What he has in Christ Jesus. When the new creation knows all those things, the fight that he's fighting, he begins to see it as, "I need to fight this thing off me." Because in the first place, he didn't have a place in me. Amen. Yeah, that's how the new creation begins to fight. But once the new creation is not as sure of who he or she is, before long, he will be defeated. He will be defeated by the plans and the strategies and the, you know, and all that the enemy has planned, really, for him or her. You know, so you see believers all over the world suffering. Suffering because they don't know who they are. So they are allowing the plans and the strategies of the enemy. That's what they are allowing. Bible tells us about the fact that Satan is the god of this world. So he's ready with every strategy. And I told you one time, I don't know if it was you I was talking to, but I said something about the fact that if he has strategies, he has strategies. And his strategies are very clear. It is to kill. It is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. It's just a progression to steal. After somebody has stolen from you, maybe this person steals your joy. Sadness has come. Depression has come. You know, he kills whatever energy that you already have. You know, and then from there, it's going towards destruction. Because when you have nothing to, you know, to rely on anymore, when there's no reason to live for, and that's where people get into suicidal, you know, points and all that. They don't see a reason to live anymore, and then the next thing is to be destroyed. You just go and kill yourself, put yourself up. You know what I'm saying? So that's the plan of the enemy for the new creation. You know, he doesn't want the new creation to know exactly who he or she is. So at different points, he will come and test. Do you know? Do you know who you are? He tests you. Bible says that he's like a roaring lion looking for whom to devour. So he's not going to relax
So why believers are busy just doing anyhow? The devil is not doing anyhow. He's on a mission. Are you getting it? So this new knowledge is key to you and I. We need the knowledge of God's word to keep, you know, holding on. When you have the knowledge of God's word, you already have victory. Yeah, there's victory already. Why? Because you know exactly who you are. So you're gonna begin to interpret things from that perspective. Your mindset changes. Your perspective to what, you know, is being put before you, it changes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So these things are important. We need to see it like that. You need to begin to see yourself from that place of God loves me and God has done all that he needs to do now. God has done everything. God has done all that he needs to do now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So if you already know that God has done something, you just receive what he has done. Is it not simple that we just receive? There's no effort. There's nothing you want to do. You know, there's nothing you should do. Your job is receive. So we receive the forgiveness of God. Yeah. We receive it. We receive the mercies of God. We receive it. We don't try to claim that we did something. We receive the righteousness of God. It's a gift. We receive the salvation, you know, from the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. We receive it. Just receive. That's where we are now. Be receiving everything that you need to receive. That God, that Jesus died for. As long as he died for it, you don't have a business suffering for it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Let's just spend some few times praying for the nations. Yeah. It's key. That's another major reason why we get to gather on Sundays like this. And I didn't want to take off today at all, despite the fact that my week, especially, not even my day, my week has been very busy. But this is very important that we pray for the nations. So many things are happening in the nations right now. There's so much violence here and there. And, you know, like I said, that violence will not stop. Why? Because of the God of this world. That's his intention. Go and read John 10:10. Go and read it again. So that you refresh your memory on the fact that there's a mission. So while believers are busy sleeping, this enemy is not sleeping. And it's not going to sleep until Jesus comes. It's not going to. So we cannot rest on the fact that we have prayed once. No, it's intercession. You keep praying it. We keep praying. We keep standing the gap. All right. We keep standing in the gap until the Lord comes. Yeah. That's what we do. That's what we do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So right now, let's just begin to talk to God again concerning the nations. All right. I read the scripture tonight, and I want to read it again to you. And it's simple. Yeah. Bible talks about when we talk in other tongues. When we talk in other tongues, Bible talks about that part of our lives. That every time we talk in other tongues, we talk to God and not to man. We talk to God and not to man. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. It says, "For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men." Alright, he that talks in other tongues, we don't talk to men. Bible says, but you talk to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. However, in the spirit, he uncovers mysteries. He uncovers hidden things. Truths that have been hidden. He uncovers it. Whether it has been hidden for months, for years, he uncovers it. Alright? So, because God is in the affairs of, you know, revealing things to his children. He's in the affairs of helping us see that, you know, this is what is going on and this is where we're supposed to step in. So he is in the business of showing. Hallelujah. So our heart should be open to hear, to see, so that we have direction, even in our personal lives. So where the nations are concerned, all right, I want us to pray, all right, in other tongues, just for about 10 minutes. just talking in other tongues where the nations are concerned. I believe that we'll be led from there. Okay, let's go. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:2 that we speak to you and not to men. So right now, we open our mouths right now to speak out, you know, and to uncover the mysteries, to uncover hidden truths, to expose things, to reveal things to our hearts, and then to walk in the revelation of your word, you know, concerning the nation. So we pray right now where the nations are concerned. We place the nations before you, Father, one more time, you know, tonight. We place the nations before you, right? We place the world in its sense before you. We pray the continents. We pray them before you. We pray Europe in right now. We pray for Asia right now. We pray for Australia right now. We pray for Canada right now. We pray for the United States right now. We pray for African nations right now. We pray right now. We just pray right now. We pray knowing, Lord, that we speak to you, all right, as we have been ordained to speak. We speak to you tonight where the nations are concerned. We speak your word into the nations. We speak the heavenly language into the nations. We reveal, we declare that things are revealed to us, and we also declare that we pray in accordance to your plan and your purpose where the nations are concerned in the name of Jesus. Could you go ahead and just talk in other tongues right now? You know, declaring where the nations are concerned. Mandele Bosha, La Briketa, La Branini, Rasuto, La Brakete, La Basimprenosh, Ala Bake, Yeregedopsa, Mazabar Katale, Kedeke, Rama Masimaradopsa. Ele frodo frodoro prodoro mandeliga da shiga rakada saka da regedo lembra kata lembro koto le branana le koshanta ya lavasete legedosa mazobranda libra kato yegedosa mazambe regedosa kata ya lavasha. In the name of Jesus, ale bududu le bundu labana rakata le bokoto le brande rebosha. In the name of Jesus, arokoso koto liba kate ya mengeriga rakata rakata rakata. In a no shanda yalabande rebo sufrada bringeruso apalaka ta yegeri gadeshe janda laka rakate yegense zaro koto emborosa. We speak concerning the nations, oh barana nosa. We speak to God and not to man right now in the name of Jesus. We present the continents before you, kaiba rakataya. Lembariba bababa ye bababa e baraka barokoto embrono shamanda rigaraka dosa. We speak the language of heaven, the language of angels to concerning the nations right now. We declare revelation. We declare marima nanesa badesa. We declare an uncovering right now in the name of Jesus to your agenda where the nations are concerned. We receive clarity. We receive revelation in the name of Jesus. We know exactly what you want us to pray concerning and how we ought to pray concerning these things. In the name of Jesus, we declare your power. O garakateri gebaka boko bo. Likabara kataya rabosa mendo liba rakadashi keya rakadosa. We declare malembro no koro 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 ambaraba santa yele bomsha rimana rigadesi zande rigarakadosa kia bagane legedosha jara barakata rakata yegede limunu mununu kayambu remborobosa. In the name of Jesus, arakite yele morokoto ibarakata yele mundo amara baba shete yele puroto lembranasa fireve vavavera ba eluko sukoto ya bakata yele maragada. Oh, yalande yadede kia bakara kataya Enkuso kote yela brakando. Jari mama mani nana niyana niyana niyana. Oh, glory to God. Ah, bari ba 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 ba. Ele mara masante ele ba sherege nosa. Ale kusofira basi mande ligadasha. Ranini amanza di barakade. Oli mara masufredo shamanta yigadashe. In the name of Jesus, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Mande yana gadosa kaya na gabasa. Elu kushu godu 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 yanana. Lembre kete lembra kata yana gadasa. Zombre nuso vrada brade liga deshe kiyara nanuso. Ande riba ba 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 ba. Ande liba ra ba ra ba ra ba ra ba. O garagadashe kiara gadese zameno somanta lebrananashe ekuso farakate yaragadena mande ibarakata yekira bakasa zubrenoso in the name of Jesus eli barakate yeregeregeregere shara ba 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 Endoro kotoro koto, ika yege duso kuto 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 kuto, emarama santa yerevosha, in the name of Jesus, o baraka taya rakate, manso li baraka toye yegedosa, we speak the influence of the Holy Ghost upon the nations, we speak the power of God upon the nations. We speak the glory of God, yes, upon the nations. We speak, O Barasa Nanta Lenga Dosa, the greater presence of God upon the nations in the name of Jesus. Haike Igadasa. We speak the power. In the Igayagadoshe Manise, Lembro Koto Yebaro Koto Lebando. E yala gabagalaba. E karabasa taye le mondo. E brukotu ya brande libra da kadesha. Mandara ba 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 ba. To God be the glory. E ya masubrede ke ye garando. Lamboro ba 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 ba. Maka yala basa taye la basete ya. Lemboro koto ye rege dosha. In the name of Jesus. Oh la ne 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 ne. Eka ya la bakata. Oh, like ye le mo sumbrana riba roso. Oh, lo, 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 lo. Eba re kata ya la basente ye rebosa. The mighty presence of God upon the nations in the name of Jesus. The very mighty presence of God upon the nations. Eki ya la ba 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 ba. Mara mama 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 eke yerebo subrada doso ekira maso kranda baba era bashine ne osubara kadosa era mama 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 era basa de gedoso kataya la bosa era baba 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 era bashine ne 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 no era baba 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 ara baba 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 Era bo 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 bo. Eke yeremo sonto de badosa. Eka ya gato ye de gedosha manana kadia. La brokoto yiga dosa. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you, open it to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Alright, I want to read a scripture. As it came to me, I'm going to read it and then we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. It says in the verse 34. Okay, let's start from verse. Let's start from verse 35. It says, to you it was shown that you might know that the Lord himself is God. Amen. It says, there is none other side beside him. I'm going to take that again. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 35, chapter 4, verse 35, it says, to you it was shown, hallelujah, to you it was shown, to you and I, it was shown that you might know the Lord himself is God. God over the universe, God over situations, God over
circumstances, God over decision, God over authority, God in all things, and God in every way. Hallelujah. So he says here, he says, there is none other beside him, no other one, no other person. All right. Now look at verse 36. It says, out of the heavens, he lets you hear his voice. Amen. That he might instruct you on the earth. He showed you his great fire and you heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. You know who that is. All right. Verse 37 now says, and because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their descendants after them and he brought you out of Egypt. Listen to that. It says he brought you out of Egypt with his presence, with his mighty power. He brought you out. Amen. Ah, that's where the word is. It says he brought us out, 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 out. God has been giving us refreshing words, words of encouragement in this season. I want to take note of what God is talking to us about. You know, this scripture just talks about the fact that we are coming out of any situation and every circumstances and everything that the enemy has put in place in this world. We are coming out, all right? As children of God, you and I are going to come out. As children of God that own territories, you and I are going to see a difference. As children of God that occupy space here on earth because of you, oh, glory to God. I said that again. Because of you, you'll begin to see that there will be changes in that environment. There'll be, you know, the atmosphere changes. Something happens. Now, there are things that God does that no man can undo. Amen. There are things God does. No man can do it. No man can undo it. You can't stop it. It has come to happen. Amen. There are things like that. So there's that revelation of God is omnipotent. God is all-knowing. God is all-wise. God, I mean, that revelation needs to stick with someone. That he's bringing us out is not a mistake. It is his intention. That is what he's doing now. He's bringing his children out. He's bringing the nation out. He's bringing the innocent out. He's bringing us out. So he says in verse 37, he says he brought you out of Egypt with his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. So you are not going alone or going in your strength. He says that his presence with his mighty power. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 I want us to just, you know, connect that to the nations right now, that he is bringing everyone out, everyone to the glory of God. He's bringing everyone out of anything that could be in their life that represents Egypt. Or he's bringing us all out of anything that is in our nation that is uncomfortable. He's bringing us out of anything the enemy has planned, has sat on, has strategized, even in the nation. He's bringing us out. Hallelujah. We're coming out. We're coming out of it. We're coming out of it. And we're not coming out alone. We're coming out in his presence. Oh, and his mighty power, says the Lord. And his mighty power. Could you just go ahead and float all that in other tongues? Speak it out in other tongues. Limara kende lebasha. Lemunu nununu nununu. Ibrakitia da gadisha. Rama sambrada kerebosa. In the name of Jesus. Eleke sukataya la manene. Oh. Oh, ya libara kashata ya la manside yosi. In the name of Jesus, Amokoto, Amaranana, Inene Kiala Kadoso, O Barosa, the nations come out in the name of Jesus with his presence and his mighty power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We come out. Irakiaba Kadia, Lambro Koto Ibrakia Basiba Kadia, Ela Minene. Manuzo sutuya la bakari kedisha, janta ya la bata ya rigidese. In the name of Jesus, ale morokoto, ale morokoto, ale morokoto. Ibukutu, Ibarakate isumorunda labratia o barakataya libarakutu shiminini mandele mukuto in the name of Jesus. Areba areba kia ragada de nono shimene kinu. La kira bakata yara batoye berigidusa lambrukoto ibu shimeringe rige rige la kira kata masuprenosa. We come out, we come out, oh, with his presence, we come out, with his awareness. We come out and the fragrance of heaven fills our atmosphere. We come out. Ibashibarika taya loso kanda loso kota. And the word of God spread all across. Inanashimenalosa. We're coming out in the name of Jesus. Coming out of anything and everything the enemy has done. It will be undone. Hallelujah. 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 It will be undone, says the Lord. Ikayama sumbra da kashakata. Enono sumbre niya niya niyana. Lakuto liemronom sumbre diisa bakadiya. Undone, says the Lord of hosts. Says the Lord of the battle. Ina nashekete yele kusokoto lambrina no somrende ima rakadia. Glory to God. It will be undone. Hallelujah. 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 Ekia bakata omarosa limbronisha kia nasa. We declare that every place they can also, where the children of God are or they are represented, we declare the power of God runs through the land. Amen. The power of God runs through the land. The influence of God runs through the land. The glory of God runs through the land. In the name of Jesus, the length and the breadth of the land. Oh, barikadashi kiyara baseteya limunu munukuto iferu koso predika bakaya nanasha. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ibarakata yemanosha kedenosa zimerikenosha. Mande libra dia varo koto vali mana lembrono bonuno mino supredusha makata yela barakata eba supredusa mataye le mania brekira bakasa kata. In the name of Jesus. Oh la bira kato eva ruma ruko supredusha elebranana elebranana emaranda lebrakata ebu kutu. Eba kishiga ragade, e kundo le brande, e furobo suvreda dashe. In the name of Jesus, alukoto le brakata, e boku suvredali, le mrono kabaka rakadasa. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Hey, 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 hey. Ibara barakadoshi garagabasa kata. Lembro no sufrida di sabada dia. Lembro koto igada kashigarabadea. Egarabasi preketo libra katoya bakataya. Lambro ko karakata. Iforusha mandar gadasa. Hey, glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Mina nishi menegedusa kanegedisha. Manda li barakataya la basso prede. Lembruno le kushega dosu kataya la boso kurto. And then also the power of God. The very power of God. Hallelujah. The power of God. With God's mighty presence all over the land. Mighty presence of God. The mighty presence of God filling every space, every corner, in the name of Jesus. Ale kushekete, ale kushekete. Ike sokoto le marakato le boloso. Eru dono shimana nanoso keregedosa. In the name of Jesus. Oh, barukoto. Manda la bada 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 bada. Ere keto le bukoto le marakato. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Ena masumbre non sa cade da dasa. O libraquia bacuso mende le bocha. In the name of Jesus. Alleluia. E maronto le bobo. Era boche miga doso kia bababa. O baruco tosa. Psalm 66, verse 7. Alleluia. O baraba shende le bocha. O barima nesse kita labadoso. Psalm 66, verse 7. Hallelujah. It says, he rules by his power forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It says, his eyes observe the nations. Do not let rebellious exit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He rules by his power forever. And his eyes observe the nations. Amen. 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 His eyes observe the nations. God's eyes is everywhere. God's eyes is everywhere. And it's looking toe and floor. It's looking at the nations. Nothing is happening without his knowledge. Glory to God. That's why he's God anyway. He sees the things that others do not see, that we do not even know about. God sees it. And God is saying, God is saying, God is saying, I observe the nations. Hallelujah. I observe it. I observe it. I observe it. And the scripture we read before, it says it will bring the nations out, or it will bring Egypt out with his presence and the power. Glory to God. The mighty power of God. The mighty power of God upon the nations. We have God backing the nations up. It doesn't matter what the nations are presently in right now. Different nations and different continents and different countries are going through one thing or the other. Most of the news are bad news. That tells you where it originated from, the enemy. All right? Nothing bad comes from the Lord. Yeah, nothing bad comes from the Lord. What the enemy does is it influences the earth, you know, through his strategies, just so that he can get his way. You know, and then a lot of people see bad things happen and say, why did God allow this? No, it's not God. Nothing bad comes from God. Bible says all good and perfect things are from above, the Father of light. All right? All good and perfect things. Every time you see something bad, it's not God. It's not God. It's not God. And that's why you and I need to keep praying. We win. Come on, church. I said we win. We win no matter what. We are winning. Yeah. It might take a while because we need to keep pressing in. But tell yourself, it's a matter of time. We win. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to thank you for coming to join in praying again tonight. It's always a pleasure to have you pray. Hallelujah. But tonight, I want you to renew your mind with the scriptures that we have read. That we're coming out. Amen. We're coming out. We're coming out of every disadvantage. We're coming out of every debt situation. We're coming out of every troubled waters. We're coming out. And we're coming out with God's fragrance. We're coming out with his mighty presence. We're coming out. We're coming out through his word and through his knowledge. We're coming out. All right. His presence is full of his knowledge. His presence is full of light, revelation. We're coming out, hallelujah. I like you to hold on to those words. And every other word, especially last week also, keep those words in your heart. And let's wait for manifestations in the physical. But these things already exist, all right? God has done all. So we receive it. We receive it. And that's why you and I have got to keep praying.
We receive it upon the earth. We receive it upon the earth in the name of Jesus. I pray for you tonight that you are strengthening your inner man in the name of Jesus. That no evil befalls you. No plague comes near your dwelling. That all that you lay your hands to do, especially for those of us in business, I speak to your business and I say, all that you lay your hands to do. Bible says he blesses the works of your hands. So I declare that the works of your hands are blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed going out. You are blessed coming in. As you juggle, as you get into a new week, I speak into the new week. And I declare that this new week is profitable for you. This new week is favorable for you. This new week, you enjoy good testimonies. Hallelujah. This new week, your heart is open to who you are in Christ Jesus. This new week, you walk in your authority. You walk in faith. Oh, glory to God. This new week, you overcome as God has ordained you to go and overcome. In the name of Jesus. God bless you for everyone. You know, right now I know that our sisters are in the afternoon, all right, and here in Africa, some part of Africa really, you know, well, at night. But I want to say thank you for everyone, for those starting their day and for those ending their day. God bless you, all right. So please, for the message tonight, don't forget to download and get, you know, it, you know, on your phone so that you can listen to it again, all right. God bless you. Love you, love you, love you again. All right.
I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Though it may cost me some friends, I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. No.
God is wrong.
To walk into my destiny,
God is challenging me
to go where I've not been. For the rest of my life.